In our text, in our sermon text for this morning, Jesus talks about love and mentions the word love 9 times. Love is one of the most sought after things in the world. And isn't it interesting that at the same time, it is by far the most misunderstood. We don't have to look far to see that. All the world's problems are essentially in existence because of a lack of love. When was the last time the divorce rate was less than 50%, even 60%? How could love be so misunderstood because it's so often confused for something that is altogether different? Because we so easily get carried away with how we feel. Often without even realizing it, true love becomes completely secondary to how I feel at the moment, to how I am being treated, and how I think I deserve to be treated differently. People often grow up having these completely unrealistic expectations about love, as if we can reach this certain state in life, a heaven on earth, where we get to experience only the most wonderful feelings with someone all the time. Because after all, isn't that what I deserve? But true love is so much more than what we feel, or so much more than our emotions. Christ is the most loving, the most forgiving, the most compassionate one of all. And yet, look how he suffered, how he bled and died with true love in his heart. How could we be so shallow, so superficial to think that love is all about how I feel and avoiding everything that might make me not feel so good? True love begins with Christ and Christ alone, who suffered to make everything right between us and God. He says, I'm the vine. You are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. What are we? What is our life? What is our love without Christ? The only one who laid down his life to save us from our sins. Several times, Jesus uses the word abide. He says, abide in me. Abide in my word. Abide in my love. And he says, continue ye in my love. But we have this tendency to think that true love is about giving those we care about every single thing their heart desires, every earthly thing we can give. Like we must be able to supply our children with all the latest gadgets, all the most fashionable clothing. And we must always be so careful never to rock the boat or make waves when it comes to religion among our family and friends. How terribly unloving it would be to ever cause anyone any discomfort in their belief system. But wait, even if they're completely wrong, what about their soul? What about their eternal soul? And the words of eternal life for their soul? What about the only Savior, the only one who has those words of eternal life? Jesus says, abide in me. Abide in my word. Abide in my love. And his love is so altogether different than the world's love, which focuses so much on feelings, the world's love. Unlawful sex. Toleration of almost every kind of sin. Christ's love, though, and the love to which he calls us, is about self-sacrifice, self-denial, self-abasement, the willingness to give it our all, to sacrifice all earthly treasure if need be, for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the salvation of souls. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. The fruit of love, true love, begins then with Jesus Christ alone. And he says, as I have loved you, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. When did Jesus speak those words? When? It was when Judas was on his way to betray. And it was the same night in which Peter denied his Savior three times. The same night that all the disciples forsook Christ and fled. And yet Christ was not ashamed to call them his friends. He loved them. He was not ashamed to even die for them and then to rise again to give us life. When we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. This is true love, the love that is so much higher, so much better, so much more meaningful and effective, the love of the only begotten Son of God who gave us his all. If we really want more love, more compassion, more forgiveness, then we look no further than Christ. And Christ alone. His love stopped at nothing to cover our sins, to make us acceptable to the Father by his sacrifice. Greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And yet Christ didn't hesitate to lay it down for his enemies, for those who wanted nothing to do with him. Even when we were dead in sins, the scriptures say, God has quickened us together with Christ. Christ is true love. And yet, it isn't as though His love could not be a part of our life or a part of what we do. His call to us to His love and forgiveness is not in vain. It certainly begins with Christ alone, yet we are His instruments as His Spirit works in us through His Word. That's why He says, abide in me. Abide in my Word, in my love, so that His Spirit may work in us. He says as well, remember me. Remember what I did for you. As we take in His true body and blood for the remission of all our sins, He wants us to remember His sacrifice. He wants us to remember our baptism, the day in which He washed all our sins away by the washing of regeneration, the renewing of the Holy Ghost. And He continues to daily forgive us all our sins through the Word. Now are ye clean through the Word, He says. We need that comfort and that assurance from His Word, from His sacraments, that assurance that all our sins are forgiven. And He gives us the strength to love and forgive as He has. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. With His grace, with His Spirit, with His love, working in us through His Word, we can and we do love as Christ loved us, with true compassion and forgiveness. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ is the key. He is our strength. In Him we trust, and in Him we believe. And when we fail, He is there to forgive us our sins and to give us the strength to carry on. This is my commandment, He says, that ye love one another as I have loved you. His call to us is not in vain. His Word is powerful. His Spirit is powerful. In us, He produces much fruit, all because He gave His all and accomplished all things needful for us to be saved. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation, the satisfaction for our sins. May He then continue to strengthen and keep us in that one true faith in Christ and in His love. He can, He does, and He will. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.